Have you ever reflected upon the one, Nimrod, to whom Allah had given him a kingdom, who argued with Abraham about his Rabb? When Ibrahim said, "My Rabb is he who has the power to give life and to cause death," he replied, "I too have the power to give life and cause death." Ibrahim said, "Well, Allah causes the sun to rise from the east. Just make it rise from the west." Thus the unbeliever was confounded. Allah does not guide the evildoers. Or take another example of the one prophet Ezra, who passed by a town which had fallen down upon its roofs. He exclaimed, "How can Allah bring this dead township back to life?" Thereupon Allah caused him to die, and after 100 years brought him back to life. Allah asked, "How long did you remain here?" Ezra replied, "Perhaps a day or part of a day." Allah said, "Nay, you have remained here for 100 years. Now just have a look at your food and drink. They are not rotten. And then look at your donkey and see that this very bones have decayed. We have done this to make you a sign for mankind. Look at the bones of your donkey, how we bring them together, then clothe them with flesh and bring him back to life." When this all was shown clearly to him, he said, "Now I know that Allah has power over everything." Yet another example is when Ibrahim said, "My Rabb, show me how you give life to the dead." He replied, "Have you no faith in this?" Ibrahim humbly submitted, "Yes, but I ask this to reassure my heart." Allah said, "Take 4 birds. Train them to follow your direction, cut their bodies into pieces, and scatter those pieces on hilltops. Then call them back. Allah will bring them back to life, and they will come to you right away. Thus you will know that Allah is all-powerful and wise."